The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani.
When you look at the verses of the Quran, you find out that from the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is placing this idea of maintaining your family ties very high up on his lists. So what is the impact of maintaining these ties? That's a question we have to ask. You know, if the Imam was here, we could ask him that question. Discussion for another time. But what you find is that the one who cuts off these family ties, the tone is very harsh. And the hadith of the fifth Imam, when he is in conversation with his father, comes into the picture here. The fifth Imam says, I was in conversation with my father, Imam al-Sajjad. And my father turned to me, he said, Ya Bunayya, unzur khamsatan. Be careful of five. Five individuals, make sure you keep a distance from them. And the wording of the hadith is very harsh. He said, Wala tuhadithhum, don't spend time with them. Wala turafiqhum fi tariqin. If they're walking on a path, you don't walk on that path with them. You distance yourself from these individuals. It's a very harsh tone that the fourth Imam is using. So he says, I asked my father, I said, Ya Abati, arrefinihim, tell me, who are these five people that are so dangerous? I shouldn't even be spending time with them. He says, let me tell you. He said, number one, Iyaka wa musahabatul kadhab. He said, make sure you stay away from the one who lies. Why? He said, فَإِنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ السَّرَابِ. He's like a mirage. He will take things that are far from you and make them look like they are close to you. And things that are close to you, they're about to happen to you, but he will make it look as if it's something that you have years of time to deal with. He said, don't spend time with the one who lies. Number one. Number two, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةُ الْفَاسِقِ. Don't spend time with the one who openly and publicly sins, who gives himself a green light to sin. He said, this person should not be your best friend. Why? He said, فَإِنَّهُ بَائِعُكَ بِأَكْلَةٍ. When the time comes, he'll sell you. When you need his loyalty, he won't be there for you. Number three, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةُ الْبَخِيلِ. Make sure you stay away from the one who is stingy. What's the problem with the one who's stingy? He said, when you need his money the most, he will humiliate you and he will not give you of his wealth. He will withhold his wealth at a time where you are severely in need of it. Number four, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةُ الْأَحْمَقِ. Make sure you stay away from the fool, the one who is naive. Looks at life in too much of a simplistic way. If you remember, we talked about this person on the second night. The one who opens his mouth, whatever is true, he says it. He said, you stay away from this person. Why? Why should I stay away from him? He said, because this person will try to help you, but he'll end up hurting you in the process. He wants to help you. He has good intentions, but he'll end up hurting you at the end of the day. And then he came to the fifth one. He said, إِيَّاكَ وَمُصَاحَبَةُ الْقَاطِعِ لِرَحِمِهِ. Make sure you stay away from the one who cuts off his family ties. Why? Why should I stay away from this one? He said, فَإِنَّهُ مَلْعُونٌ. He has been cursed three times in the verses of the Quran. Very harsh. Very harsh. Why? Why, Ya Allah? Why is it so harsh? That's a question to be asked. What type of effect does it have on a Muslim community and a Muslim society if families are, you know, torn apart and the ties have broken apart completely? That's a valid question to ask. But it's a question for another time, of course. But you find the tone is a very harsh tone. He says three times in the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed this individual. This shows you how emphatic Islam is about this issue. And you see this in the other teachings of Islam as well. When the person is leaving this world, he's passing away, and he is leaving behind an inheritance, many of us growing up in this society and living in this society, you might have seen in movies, this person has his will. He takes this person out of his will and he says, leave my house to this person and leave this to this person and leave that to this person. We assume that the wills in Islam are also like this. You just get to choose who gets what. In reality, it's not like that. There's limitations, yes. A certain portion of the wealth you leave behind, yes. But a certain portion of the wealth, Islam says, has to go to this relative. Well, I can't take him off the will? Not necessarily. Sometimes with certain conditions, yes, he's off the will automatically. But not just because you don't like him. There's something going on with this concept of relatives that's so important to Muslim society and Muslim community that from every direction Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is really trying to protect it. What is that? I honestly don't know. All we know is that it's extremely important. Then you find in hadith, people used to come to the imams and they used to speak of the situations that maybe many of us deal with. Up until now, we were talking about maintaining family ties. Yes, Shaykh, in an ideal situation, no one's going to cut off ties with their family members. We don't even need Islam to tell us that. But it's when things are difficult, when things are tricky. So this individual came to Imam al-Sadiq on one occasion. He said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, this, you know, relative of mine, his lifestyle is different. I mean, he sins, he does everything. Can I cut off ties with him completely? The Imam told him, no, you can't do that. Another companion came to the sixth imam. Say, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, this relative of mine, he does not even know of this amr. He does not know of this affair. He does not know of this issue. In hadith, when they say amr, they're referring to the issue of imamah. Say, he doesn't even know. He doesn't even believe in the school of thought. Can I cut off family ties with him? The response was no. Third occasion, these are all in Al-Kafi, by the way. Third occasion, the person comes to the imam, another person. He says, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, this person's not even Muslim. Can I cut off family ties with him? And Imam al-Sadiq responded to him so beautifully. He said, if this relative of yours was a Muslim, he would have had two rights upon you. The right of Islam and the right of being your relative. But you're saying he's not Muslim, so he only has one right upon you. You can't cut off family ties with him. You have to maintain family ties with him. This emphasis that Islam has placed on this issue. And you also find this in the life of the Prophet, the seerah of the Prophet. Those individuals who helped him very early on when he was nobody, he was nothing to anyone. Early on, our Prophet was just a yatim. Early on, that's who he was. According to some narrations, people didn't even want to take him as a child. Some scholars say this. They say he was in a situation where people said he's yatim. We don't even want him. That's how he ended up with Halima, according to some narrations. But later on in his life, he became this prophet and these companions and all of that. But he never forgot the good that his relatives did unto him. 30, 40 years later, after he was a prophet, when Halima used to come, and the husband of Halima used to come, you see the respect that the prophet used to give to Halima. That the narration says when Halima used to come, or the husband of Halima used to show up, he used to take off his own aba, and he used to spread it under the husband of Halima. And then the narration says Halima joined, and then he spread it even more, and he asked Halima to sit as well. And amongst those women who also aided the Prophet when he was nobody, Fatima bint Asad, the mother of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And you find that he never forgot the work that Fatima bint Asad did for him when he was a yatim and when he was an orphan. The Prophet used to hold on to these relationships. When Fatima bint Asad was leaving this world or had passed away and they wanted to bury the body of the mother of Ali ibn Abi Talib, he turned to Ali. He said, Ya Ali, if Fatima was a mother for you, she was also a mother for me as well. And he was sad on that day when Fatima bint Asad was leaving this world. But Ya Rasulullah, Halima was 30, 40 years ago. You were a child then. He says, no, these ties, These relationships are very important for me. So this is all of the emphasis that you find in Islam to maintain these family ties.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه